This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Field O' Green Sweepstakes, your chance to win $5,000 for all your home improvement plans. Enter to win now at 1620thezone.com. So, we are now officially in the off season. I call it the second off season because the first off season is between the end of the season and the spring game. And then there's the second off season, which is after the spring game, because now we get all the takes.
Yes.
We've seen a spring scrimmage. We've heard all the glowing reports.
Let the takes commence.
And the takes will commence. And this is the heaviest take season.
People love takes.
Second off season.
Very important.
But I asked the question of Robin Washett. I asked the question of you, the people. Here's the results so far. And you can vote. Daytech Construction Zone Twitter feed. What would you prefer the off season Dylan hype to be? 44%, so the plurality gets the embraced but not enhanced. So embrace the hype and what comes with it, but don't go out of your way to goose it up. 25% say, I would prefer it be quieted. Not muted, but just bring it down a notch. 17% want it kept under wraps, so shut up, don't say a thing, let's not embrace it. 13%, only 13%, the smallest number, say,
as it should be.
We should take it and we should elevate it and we should use it to promote it because this is going to be a great season.
We should inject the hype.
We should basically do like the steroids. Opposite of Prime. Prime is bringing negative attention to himself by answering people on Twitter and trolling. Nebraska could be doing the opposite of that by saying, hey, look, we got the five-star quarterback, number one quarterback in the country. Look what he did in the spring game. He's going to be great. But the fewest number are saying, fuel it up. You say that's the right number.
I think I was saying that to just nothing at all.
Right.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The Dylan Raiola hype train started when he was a freshman in high school.
Sure.
And it has not slowed down since.
Choo-choo!
And that all started when he threw at that Friday Night Lights camp.
Yes.
In front of Frost.
Correct.
I was there. I remember. So far, he's lived up to that.
Yes.
And I think in-house, Nebraska has been very careful to limit the hype. They share their content, their videos during spring ball. How many clips in those videos were of Dylan Raiola? Very few. And if they were, there was nothing that you could ascertain to be something more than just he threw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Where did it go? I don't know because
right.
They didn't show it. Other than one scrimmage where I think it was an over-the-top ball to Lloyd, which coincidentally he did basically the same thing in the spring game.
Yeah,
but the spring game was the true, real first time you saw Raiola doing anything of note.
Where you just opened it up. Opened to the world, and you showed off all of his skill sets, his short passing game, his screen passing game, his intermediate stuff, his reads, his deep balls, all of it.
It's, again, when you're essentially a five-star quarterback, the hype is going to come with it. Being a five-star quarterback with that last name at Nebraska, that's a new level. Again, had he stayed committed to Georgia, would all this hype? No. Simply put, no. Because I think
he'd get attention, but he wouldn't even be the starting quarterback.
No,
more than
no,
likely, because he's got Carson Beck,
and he would not be discussed as frequently as he is here. And now again, he's coming into a much different quarterback room than a lot of other schools who have somewhat of an established starter. Yes, Harburg started several games last year, but Did anyone ever really feel like he had full control of the starting reins? No.
No.
And he only really was thrust in that position because of injury. And then when he was healthy, he did not start. So the position is obviously up for grabs still. I feel like I think there's a long way to go in, you know, grabbing full control of that. And I think Rhule is kind of taking it through that lens too. Because again, Rhule still basically be in high school. Like, he's a young kid.
So you're not of the opinion that the starting job is his?
Not yet. Again, as Robin mentioned, a lot of their top guys, defensively speaking, weren't even really, you know, in pads during spring. So he wasn't even facing the best guys that Nebraska can throw out there. And there's a lot of guys that they're going to face that are better than what Nebraska's got defensively.
Yeah.
So, again, it's a small sample size. Still a lot of the offense to learn. Will he be the starter come the UTEP game? Probably, but I wouldn't say it's nailed on just yet.
Interesting. Because I've been of the opinion that he's been the starting quarterback since day one.
I thought Harburg looked good, though.
He did. He did. But I would wonder what the reaction would be
if he wasn't.
If the first quarterback that trots on the field is Henrik Harburg,
or Rhule does what he did in Minnesota and trots out two quarterbacks, and Harburg's at the H-back.
right. Now that would be funny. But I can't envision it.
Yeah.
I can't envision it. I mean, he was brought in to do exactly what he has done, and he's done everything that's been asked of him. I agree with you. The
Rhule is just not going to hand over the keys
And I think he's playing it very smart right now because you're living in a different world. And I know that the portal is now closed.
Yeah.
So if he came out today and said, Dylan's my guy, and everyone else be damned, not that he would do it that way, but you're not running the risk of losing somebody in the portal. But when it comes to managing the room and making people feel important, I think the way he has handled the conversation around Dylan has been appropriate. I think, to your point, the social media stuff. We haven't seen anything in those clips or in the other shows that has really highlighted Dylan's leadership, right? Now, I don't know what it has been like in camp. But I know that they were wanting to, you know, it was openly discussed about how they wanted him to, you know, really take the reins and really go for it. And that was the first really indication that, you know, we want to see you act as the leader. But if you were trying to play into the, here's our guy, I would think that a lot of your social media would be focused around not only here's Dylan throwing the ball, here's Dylan dapping up his receivers. Here's Dylan slapping a running back on the butt. Here's Dylan, you know, encouraging an offensive lineman. Just to continue to feed the notion that here is our poster child. He is our guy. They have not done that. And I think that's important because in this day and age, you don't want, first of all, Daniel Kalen wasn't going to come here.
No.
For the longest time.
No.
Not, I shouldn't say for the longest time, but he was not going to come here because Dylan was here. They managed to still keep him in the fold. Henrik is your incumbent starter and a native Nebraskan. And a lot of people took to him last year under tough circumstances. This is the opposite, not to keep going back to the Rhule versus Prime, but it is, right? Prime walks in and says, this is the quarterback. He happens to be my kid. You're all following him now. Rhule has acknowledged the fact that, yeah, Dylan's a big deal. He's a five-star. You can't not talk about it. Well, but at the same time, he's not pouring coals onto the fire.
He's not. But one thing Rhule has consistently said during his year and a half in Lincoln is there is no greater pressure than being the starting quarterback at Nebraska. And being the starting quarterback at Nebraska carries a lot more weight than being the starting quarterback at Colorado and a lot of other schools. So there's already enough pressure being in that position by itself. Take that away from all the buildup around Raiola in its own right. Then I think Rule just doesn't want, you know, expectations to be through the roof and put the weight of the program on a 17, 18 year old's shoulders when he hasn't even played a single snap yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when Frost was hired, there was so much hype around that hire saying he was going to be the guy to get Nebraska back. Now he didn't help his case with some of the things he said. Had he not, maybe things would have been a little different in how people responded to what happened on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're trying to avoid something like that with Dylan. And, you know, Dylan is, from interviews I've seen with him, has been very level-headed, you know, hasn't, you know, been cocky in any manner, just taking what's given to him. And, again, adjusting to a new landscape, new coaches, new playbook, and just trying to go about and do his business. So I don't think we're going to have an overhype from the program, as I mentioned, with the content they put out.
Right.
And I think that's a lesson they've learned from the past, because I feel like you've seen videos like that from the past where, you know, Nebraska fans are so quick to dissect little clips in, you know, scrimmage videos, which...
Yes, they are.
They're never going to tell the full story about what actually happened in that practice and what it really meant in the grand scheme of things. So, and that's, I think, bit them a little bit in the past. And I wonder, you know, if Rule has seen that and... Not that he was mad about it, but just didn't want a repeat of the sort of pressure and expectations that come with that. And it is more of a, obviously, a fan base hype than anything.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm not, when I ask this question, I'm not really talking about, I mean, to a degree, I'm talking about the program.
Yes.
But really, it's more about, you know, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And because we can do and say whatever, and we're not under any circumstances from Matt Rule, from anyone in the program saying, hey, we want to do it this way, we want to do it that way. But I also know how people can think around here. You've got a faction of folks who are like nervous Nellies and like, oh no, let's not say anything good about us because then we'll get overconfident. There's another side, and I look here at Travis. Travis writes in the YouTube comment section, light that fuse, boys. Let's ride that hype and get weird. All right? So he's one of the 13%. Then there's Jordan, who says, I'm afraid that the more hype there is, the higher the expectations and the pressure there will be on him, which would be unfair to put on a true freshman. So I would go with one of the middle two options. Well, that's more of a level-headed approach, but I guarantee you there are folks out there that are like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. We don't want to put up bulletin board material. These are the same folks who get mad at us for talking about all the negatives that Colorado is doing and reminding people, hey, Nebraska's got a shot to beat them in the second week of the season. Oh, no, no, no. That you saw what happened last year. Yeah. It's going to happen to us again. So there's that element of the fan base that's out there as well.
So it's kind of on the line of cautious optimism.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to embrace it to an extent. And why shouldn't you? Again, he's the highest rated quarterback they've ever recruited.
Yeah.
He's got loads of talent. Probably one of the most talented quarterbacks they've recruited in, I mean, years,
yeah.
Decades,
yeah.
Honestly. Certainly since the, you know, recruiting rankings.
Yeah, in the recruiting rankings era, they've never had one,
no.
A five-star quarterback. They've only had, I believe, one other five-star, and that was Ty Steinkuhler.
Yeah. So yeah, it's trying to find that fine balance where you should be excited about what he could potentially be. Just don't talk yourself too far ahead, because then you're going to let yourself down if it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember, regardless of how talented he is still a true freshman who will be entering a gauntlet of a conference, the top two conferences in the country.
Correct.
With countless other fantastic defenses, the best defenses he will have seen in his young career.
Yeah. Anything that he has seen at practice right now, well, I won't say pale in comparison because I wasn't at either of the other private scrimmages, but it will be very different than what he saw certainly on Saturday because, A, he'll be getting hit, and, B, these are people that are looking to go after him.
That's the thing. Can the offensive line keep him upright?
Yeah.
That's been, you know, one of the biggest bugaboos for the Huskers the last several years is doesn't matter who you throw back there if they're not on their 2 feet. They're on their ass. But, you know, it just from, again, such a small sample size from the spring game, but he looked comfortable.
Very comfortable.
Which, you know, that can be a misnomer. But you still want to see that. You know, it's encouraging to see that and see that he had kind of a good control of the offense, tempo, regular pace, mm-hmm. Getting the ball out to different guys. You know, sometimes a younger guy will just pick favorites and like lock in on a certain receiver or two, but he distributed it pretty well. He made some passes that in the spring game, you look back and you're like, wow. You know, in an actual game, an inch or two one way or another, or, you know, a DB that did a scout, that turns into a turnover. So plenty of room to, you know, tweak stuff like that. But again, it does feed the hype a little bit when you see him come out.
Of course it does.
And on his first drive inside Memorial Stadium, unofficially goes for a touchdown. It's like, well.
All you have to do is remember back to Taylor Martinez.
Yeah.
When he breaks the first run for a touchdown and how quickly things went from 0 to 100 for a guy no one was anticipating being the starting quarterback until about 2 weeks before the season started.
Yeah.
Because it was basically decided 2 weeks before the season started how it was all going to work.
Now, Dylan could start. He could have a great freshman year. Nebraska makes a bowl game, you know, maybe even 6-6, 7-5. What I hope doesn't happen is something that we saw with like Adrian Martinez. Fantastic freshman year. Next season, he's a preseason Heisman potential candidate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you don't want to see. You got to be a little bit more realistic, and I think you want the buildup to be a little bit slower. You know, if you want him to do well this first season, and if he does, that's great, but don't get too far ahead of yourself and say, okay, well, if this is what he did in year one, just imagine what he's going to be like in 2-3 years' time. Because a lot can happen in that window, whether it's injuries or, you know, just...
Now, some of that will be out of your control.
It will.
He has a great season next year.
Yeah.
He's going to be on preseason Heisman list next.
Yeah, that train
year.
Is going to be rolling nonstop.
And that's not something out of your control. I would, in my opinion, I would like to see...
Choo-choo!
Of the options that we had, I would actually go with the not muted. I would like to quiet it just a little bit.
Yeah.
Again, I think that's what the program is doing right now. I don't think Matt Rhule is going to be doing a ton of interviews where he's going to be actively seeking to talk up Dylan. He'll certainly be asked about Dylan.
Yeah.
But I don't think his answers are going to change much from what we heard in the spring.
He's not going to go out there and say Dylan is the Messiah for this program.
No.
He's not.
Never.
He's
never going to do that because I like the way he has managed all of that. From a fan standpoint, it's almost better to let it just let the simmer come down to, you know, a lukewarm, because again, once the season starts, things get out of control. And if Dylan goes out and lights it up in the first game, we're going to see the same thing we saw with Adrian Martinez. We're going to see the same mm-hmm. thing we saw with Taylor Martinez. People are going to go from 0 to 100, and it won't take long at all. So that's going to happen anyway. So there's no point in really stirring the pot for the next 4 months.
Yeah.
Because if Dylan does what Dylan could do, that's going to happen anyway, and mm-hmm. it could get real crazy.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, like you said, it's the next phase, next offseason,
mm-hmm.
I guess. And nothing is really going to change about what he does between what happened this past weekend to when fall camp starts again.
Yeah.
So there won't be a ton, again, to go off of other than the few small samples that we saw in spring. Again, UTEP, he could come out and throw for 4 touchdowns, 300 yards. Great. And if it happens, obviously the hype is going to go through the roof.
Especially considering who's coming in the following week.
Well, yes. Yes. And it's like, is this
what he represents?
Is this a potential Heisman showdown? Dylan Raiola, Shedeur Sanders, Prime, Rule, Fox Big Noon.
No, that'll be on CBS, I think. Either way. It's an interesting thing, and it's something we'll be dealing with over the next 4 months. The conversation.
It's tough to know how Dylan's going to approach all this, but I think it helps that he has a dad who's, you know, played in the NFL, played at Nebraska, can kind of guide him a little
Absolutely.
Bit. And, you know, it's one thing to have a dad or a mom to lean on when you're going through a new experience. It's another thing when you have a parent who has gone through that exact same thing, more or less, and can kind of say, okay, it's next 4 months, not going to be able to, you know, do this and this, but, you know, take care of this to set yourself up to be in the best position when you start fall camp. And I think that's important, especially for, you know, a young quarterback of all positions, when there are going to be a lot more eyes on you, whether you want them or not.
Mm-hmm.
That comes with the recruiting rankings and having that fifth star and being one of the top quarterbacks in the class of 2024.
Yeah. We will continue, speaking of hype. Well, yesterday, someone who has already proven it at the college level decided to come back for another year, Ryan Kalkbrenner. I did some number crunching.
Some crunching.
On number 11 to see where he may end up.
A lot of numbers today.
And which,
a lot of math.
And will that lead to a number going up into the rafters again?
By the way, if you would like to see our reaction to that news, you can right now on 1620 The Zone TV on our YouTube channel.
Oh, did you snip that video?
Yep. It's also the featured video in 1620 The Email, John.
1620 The Email.
The Email.
Cool. Yeah, sign up today and become a part of the club at 1620thezone.com. You can check it out, and you'll be given a lot more inside information at 1620thezone.com. When we continue, we'll look at Ryan Kalkbrenner and crunch some numbers next on Unsportsmanlike Conduct and 1620 The Zone. The Derby is Saturday, and FanDuel is the only sportsbook app where you can bet it. And right now, all customers get a no-sweat Derby bet up to $20. That's right, the FanDuel Sportsbook giving all customers up to $20 back if your Derby horse doesn't win. So whether you pick a favorite, a long shot, somebody in the middle of the field, if your Derby bet doesn't win, you can get up to $20 back right now by registering for the FanDuel Sportsbook. Just download the app, go to FanDuel.com/1620 and score your no-sweat Derby bet up to $20 for the Derby this Saturday and make this weekend even more fun with FanDuel, the only sportsbook app where you can bet the 150th Kentucky Derby. 21 plus in President Iowa. Verified FanDuel racing account required. Refund issued and non-withdrawable sportsbook bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at racing.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.